Hello. The first question is, from time to time, people call and ask me this. They say, gosh, Don, what do I still need to get to you before I can be active on the MLS? What do I still need to get to you before you can get me active in the MLS? This is a pretty easy one, but people sometimes make it seem complicated. There's four things. Now, I'm assuming already that you are on the website. You're at like MLS Don. You have paid PayPal. You've selected your level of service. You're ready to give me what you need to give me to get your house on the MLS. So we're poised on your dashboard. We're ready to do some business. And you're asking me, what do I still need to get you to be on the MLS? There's four items. Four items, and to make it very perfectly simple, they all four begin with a P. The first thing I need is a permission to MLS. This is a DocuSign form. It's a form where you can do it on your computer. You'll fill it in. You'll sign electronically on the left-hand lower side. It'll send itself to me for my signature on the lower right-hand side. It's pretty much an easy process. If something happens and it doesn't come back to you for some reason, or if something happens and you sign it on the right side or the left side, we can start over. Not a big deal, but that's what happens. The first one that we need is the permission to put it in the MLS, because I don't work with a listing agreement like other realtors do. I'm not going to be looking for a commission at the end of this transaction, so it's a different animal. But we still, in case I ever get audited, I need to have somewhere your signature giving me permission to put your house on the MLS. So that is one thing that I need. The second thing that I need with a P is a profile sheet, a data sheet of your house, your property. You know the room sizes, you know the driving directions. I don't. So I depend on your filling that in properly. Don't just give it a hit or a miss, because that I can almost promise you that will hold up getting us in the MLS. Fill it out completely. Some areas of the state you've got to sign it to. Not all areas, but a couple of areas you need to sign it as well. You'll send it back to me in a PDF form. Unfortunately, that may mean that you need to print it out, fill it in with an ink pen, and then scan it back to me on your printer/scanner. Scan it back in a PDF form. We use PDF for our documents. We use JPEG for our pictures. So that's the two. That's the first two, are the permission to put it in the MLS and the profile sheet for your house. The third thing I need is a permission to communicate with you. That I have made it as easy as I can at this point. If you will follow, there is a link that will take you to a place where you can just so indicate that you are giving permission for me to subscribe you to a list where I can send you emails. I need that permission in today's age. It's pretty important. And like I say, that's about as simple as I can make it. The permission takes you to MailChimp. And you say, yep, it's okay if the boy sends me emails. That's three things with a P. The fourth and final thing that I need from you that starts with a P are pictures. Pictures of your house. I need at least one picture of the front, or what you would call an identifier. People can see from the street, that's the house that I'm looking for. So four things that I need: permission to MLS, profile sheet of the property, permission to communicate, and your pictures. There really is no reason for you to email me and say, well, what do I lack before you are able to put this on the MLS? Because you're old enough to know, have you sent me these four things? If you haven't, then whatever you haven't sent me, you need to send me. I'm not going to get started working on your house until I got all four of these things. Then when I've got all four, I will put it in queue. There may be a whole bunch of them in the queue to be done. There may only be one. There may be none in front of you. I don't know. But the important thing is, I will not, cannot, should not, just don't start on it at all until I got all four of those items. We can communicate back and forth during that period of time, if it is a period of time you gathering up all those four. Shouldn't take you long, but that's what I need. So rather than you call me and ask me, bang, there it is in front of you. You've got everything that you need. Just fill them out. Fill them out completely. Don't shortcut things, because if I have to send them back to you to finish or to redo, that's going to take us a lot longer. And eventually, you'll get tired of waiting. You'll probably get tired of waiting before I get tired of waiting. Anyway, that's what you need. Thanks.